Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Last week, we started a series discussing the purpose of the church, and it's very important for us to understand our purpose if we are going to be the church that Jesus desires. Does that make sense? If we don't understand our purpose, then we'll be tossed around by whatever the latest ideas that are flying around in our culture. And most times, those cultural ideas about what church is are not a positive image or not an accurate image of what the church is. So if you're looking to the world to tell you who we are as the church, you're going to get a low opinion. You're going to get a misinterpretation of what we're supposed to be. So you have to look to the scripture. You have to look to God to understand the value and the purpose of being the church. Last week, we talked about the power of community and how important it is. We talked about how it's impossible to follow the teachings of Christ on your own. We talked about how the church is God's idea. It's not man's idea. It's not something that we cooked up. It's something that God gave us, and Jesus laid the foundation as he walked with his disciples. Today, as we continue the series, The Purpose of the Church, I want to tell you that God is building something. Look at somebody and say, God is building something. God is building something. Jesus was walking with his disciples, and they entered the city of Caesarea Philippi, and he posed this question in Matthew 16. He said, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." Contextually, Jesus was saying that upon the revelation of him being the Messiah and the Savior of the world, he would build a people, an ecclesia, a church. So God is building something. He's always been a builder. You see that from the very beginning in the book of Genesis. Genesis 1:1, we see, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." He was building something. He was a creator, a creative builder. And he's creatively building something even on the earth today. He's building his church. Jesus laid the foundation and gave us the blueprints, but the work still continues today. Look at somebody and say, the work still continues today. God is building something. It's clear that God is always doing something. When Jesus showed up, he clarified that God is doing something. He's bringing a people together. Even when his people got off track, he brought his people back together. Jesus described that the heart of God is to leave the 99, go get the one, bring them back into the sheepfold or the church. God is building something. Even when people stopped hearing from God, they call it the 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Even when some people got religious and lost touch with their relationship with God, Jesus came to earth to redeem mankind and bring back together a people. God is always building something. He's building his church. And I think it's sad when I see that some people, they don't want to be a part of the church. Indirectly, what they're saying is they don't want to be a part of what God is building. Wow. And they're missing out on something. It's a sad statement. Because God's plan is to bring people together, bring together his people. He's building his church. The vision of Jesus outlined in Matthew 16 is just that. He's building a church. No, we can walk away from the building project if we choose, but that does not mean that the building project stops. How many know that? The building project will continue. We decide if we want to be a part, but God's building project will continue. Look at somebody and just remind them, God's building project will continue. God's church will continue. Now, you and I get to choose if we want to be a part of what God is building, but either way, God is building something. And don't think for a minute, if somebody quits, that God is done building. Some people can really have an arrogant thought in thinking, well, I'm done with this, I'm walking away, and think that the building project is over. It is not over. God doesn't stop building when someone is disobedient. They just miss out on what God is doing.
Right.
My heart is that I don't want anyone to miss out. Scripture says that God is not slow concerning His promises, but rather He's patient, not wanting anybody to perish. He doesn't want anybody to miss out on the promises, on eternal salvation, on being a part of His church. Jesus says, I'm building a church. You can take that to the bank. Jesus is definitely building His church. He wants us to be a part of it, but if we choose not to, He will continue the building project and bring others on board. This is exactly what happened when Jesus showed up and began to preach the good news, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. Many Gentiles or non-Jews were able to become part of God's people, and some who were originally meant to be in the group forfeited their position because they did not respond to God's building project. I don't know about you, but I want to be involved in what God is building. I don't want to miss out. If He's building something, if there's a building project that God is doing, I want to be a part of it. I don't want to walk away. I don't want to forfeit my position.
Exactly.
And here's the thing. Just because you've been a part of God's building project in the past does not guarantee that you'll be part of it in the future. Now, that's a hard truth. And you say, well, that's hard. That's difficult. It's tough. But that's actually what the Bible teaches. And I want to read it for you in Romans 11. We must stay engaged, right? In the building of the church. This is what Paul said in Romans 11. He said, but some of these branches from Abraham's tree, some of the people of Israel, have been broken off. And you Gentiles, who were branches from a wild olive tree, have been grafted in. So now you also receive the blessing God has promised Abraham and his children, sharing in the rich nourishment from the root of God's special olive tree. But you must not brag about being grafted in to replace the branches that were broken off. You were just a branch, not the root. Well, you may say, those branches were broken off to make room for me. Yes, but remember, those branches were broken off because they didn't believe in Christ. And you are there because you do believe. So don't think of yourself, don't think highly of yourself, but fear what could happen. For if God did not spare the original branches, He won't spare you either. Notice how God is both kind and severe. He is severe towards those who disobeyed, but kind to you if you continue to trust in His kindness. So Jesus outlines that if we stop believing and living by faith, we can lose our place in what God is building. Paul outlines that as well. God wants to graft in those that are eager to build His kingdom and build His church. If you lose vision of what God is building, Scripture says you'll be cut out or replaced by someone that has the heart for the building project. This is something that keeps me humble. This is something that should keep us all humble. It's something that kept Paul humble. Paul said, I work at myself every day so that after preaching to everybody that I myself don't become a castaway and lose out on what God is building. The same pattern we can see in the story of Saul and David. God selected Saul and he promised him a dynasty. But when Saul was unfaithful to God, what God was building, the dynasty was stripped from him and given to David. God's building project continued, but with someone new. God's building project continues, but sometimes when someone is not obedient to what God is speaking, God brings in someone new. And there was a generation of Israelites that left Egypt, and God wanted to build with them the nation of Israel. Although the building started off in a powerful way with 10 amazing miracles, signs, and plagues in Egypt, they lost sight of what God was building. They began to complain over and over and over again in the wilderness until God said, "Enough, I can't use you. I can use your children, but I can't use you." So the building project continued, but with a different generation that had a heart to build. And sure enough, this generation had a different mentality. They were tired of the wilderness, and they were ready to build. Joshua 1:16 said, they answered Joshua saying, "We will do whatever you command us, and we will go wherever you send us." We're tired of the wilderness. We're tired around going in circles. We want to build something for God. We want to walk into the inheritance. And this is a stark contrast from the generation that complained over and over to Moses. God is building a people. I want to be a part of it. I want you to see it. I want you to buy in. I want you to be a part of it. God is building a people, but we have to catch that vision. If we don't catch the vision, God will build with someone else. But the building project continues. Jesus is building his church. And Peter tells us in 1 Peter 2:4-5, "You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priest. Through the mediation of Jesus Christ, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God." Yeah. Jesus is building a church. The church is not a physical building. It is a people. He's building with living stones. He's using people that have hearts that are tender towards him, who are surrendered and have caught the vision of God's great building project. We must remember that it's God's building project. It's not ours. It's not about building something for ourselves, but rather us building what he desires. It's about building the church that Jesus envisioned. Psalm 127:1 says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted." I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to build the wrong way, but I want to build with God. I want to use his blueprints. I want to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. It's important that we're not trying to build our own lives or our own legacy apart from the leading of the Holy Spirit. Our desire should be to build our families, to build our lives, to build our church in partnership with the Holy Spirit. He will remind us of everything that Jesus taught and of everything that Jesus said. The Holy Spirit reminds us of the vision that Jesus gave us, that he would bring together a people, that he would build his church. There is a great building project that is going on in the earth. Amen. And it is up to us to be a part of it. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray together. God, I thank you, Father, for what you began so long ago. Even from the beginning, you were building something. You were designing something. This beautiful place, this paradise on earth. God, and I thank you, Lord, that even though sometimes we've gotten off course, you are building a people, a spiritual family, a kingdom, a church. And God, I thank you that Jesus came to clarify that. He laid a foundation for it. He gave us a blueprint. And I thank you, God, that when we come together, when we build your church, not even the gates of hell can stand against it. God, our desire is not to build our own thing, to build our own empire, God, but to build your church. God, we want to build with you in mind. We want to build things that honor you. We want to build things that fit into your vision and fit into your church, God. I thank you, Lord, that our efforts would not be wasted, but our efforts would become blessed by submitting them and surrendering them to the Holy Spirit. God, let our lives, let our schedules, let the way that we live, let our priorities be inspired by the Holy Spirit, because we want to build in a way that honors you. God, you are always building something. Let us partner with you and build things of true and lasting value. God, as our heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord, but I want to connect with him. I want him to be the Lord of my life. I want him to lead me. I want him to guide me. I want to do things his way. I want to acknowledge him as Savior, as King. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Amen. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I feel like I've slipped away in my relationship, but I want to reconnect today. I feel like I got distracted, or the enemy kind of got me over here, but I want to reconnect with him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you as well. Amen. Amen. If you slipped up your hand, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for dying on the cross to forgive my sins. And I'm sorry for the times I've failed, for the times I've sinned, for the times I've missed it. I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. Give me a clean slate today. And give me the strength to follow you. To follow your commands, to follow your teachings. Help me live a life that pleases the Father. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.